Look, let me just be real clear, real honest, real direct. Your life and the quality of your life and your future is going to be determined how you are able, your ability to communicate with people. I mean, your whole life, the most important areas of your life evolves around people. So the more that you are, you know, efficient in building healthy connections, trust, being able to communicate with those people, the healthier and better quality of life you're going to have overall. This is the thing, though. Communication is key in relationships. And one of the most important ingredients in that communication is listening. Like to really listen, not just to be able to hear them, but to really listen and hear what they're saying beyond their words into their hearts. Because out of the mouth, the heart speaks. Out of the mouth, the heart speaks. So when we really learn this concept, we won't just listen to the words just to like, okay, I got enough information. Let me just act. Let me just solve this. Let me just, you know, do something about it. Or let me just say something about it. It's more listening beyond the words into the heart of the person so that you really understand them and you take it to the next level, but you make them feel understood, because that's where influence is birthed. This is where you become a very powerful, effective communicator, but it all starts with you knowing how to listen. Listening is a powerful thing. So there's three, I always tell people, like, there's three, you know, categories of listeners. There is those people who listen with their feet. There's people who listen with their minds, and there's people who listen with their hearts. Okay, and just to kind of give an example of that, like listening with your feet, meaning like you're just ready to leave. Like you're not really wanting to be there. You know, you're in a hurry. You have something else on your mind. You know, they're talking to you and your body is kind of facing where you're going already. You're kind of going, just turning your head just to kind of listen as you're on your way. So you're not really listening. You're listening with your feet because you just want to go. Like your body language is already churned and already signaling, I'm leaving, I'm not going to be here long. And that's communicating what you're saying is not that important or important to me right now. That breaks connection. A lot of people live that way, where they're constantly listening with their feet in that way, where they're like, oh, always on the go. They're in a rush. They don't really connect with the people. They get information that they need to be able to go do what they need to do, but they're never connecting and building that bond, that trust with people. And that's going to hinder long-term success. Long-term success in every area. So we want to go to the next level where you're not just listening with your feet, but you can actually stop and sit there and listen. And this goes to the next level of listening. It's not the highest, but it's better, where people are listening with their minds. They're just with their brains. They're in their heads. So they're there, they're listening, but it's more rational. They're not really, you know, they're not being empathetic. They're not really trying to understand them fully, how they would really feel. You know, it's more like, okay, these are the facts, this is where they are. And then they get into, okay, this is what you should do. You know, it's like a project rather than a person. You're treating them like a project rather than a person. They're sharing these things and you're like, oh, okay, yeah, yeah. Oh, okay, I understand now. So this is what I think you should do. And boom, 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 boom. There's no connection. You didn't make them feel understood first. So maybe you understood, but you didn't make them feel understood. Maybe you understood what they were saying, but you didn't do any techniques to make sure they felt that you understood. Because that's the huge difference right there in communication. It's one thing for you to understand, but it's a whole other thing. This is where the power is, when they feel understood by you. And you have to check. You have to make sure they do. And there's different ways to do that, and that's through the act of listening. So there's the next level when you are listening, not just with your feet, you're not in a hurry, you're not rushed, but you're not listening with your mind where you just want to fix it, they're a project, but you're listening with your heart. You want to really understand them, to empathize, to know what they're really feeling, to really fully understand them. And you take it to the next level, what's beyond the listening, where you rephrase, you repeat. This is the active part of the listening, where you give them the gift. The gift of the interruption. Or maybe they're finished and you give them the gift of you rephrasing or repeating what you heard them say. And this sets up that moment where they begin to feel understood by you. That's the power. That is your power. That's where influence, that's where persuasion is created. That's where it's birthed. That's where it's born, right there, is when they feel understood. So, okay, you're not listening with your feet. You're not in a hurry. You're fully there. You're not just in your mind, or you're not treating them like a project. You're really wanting to understand them. you're understanding them. You're not judging. You're not trying to, you know, come up with solutions right there. You're not trying to tell them what you would do. There is no judgment right now. There's none of that. No opinion. Right now, it's just, I want to understand fully what you think, what you feel, what is this whole situation before I think of anything else. I want to understand. That is listening. Now, when you fully understand, now you make sure they feel understood. How? This is the gift. Sometimes you need to interrupt. Maybe the gift is an interruption, but it's not to interrupt like, oh, I did that too. Or, oh, I did that last week. It's not about you. The only reason you're going to interrupt is for a gift, and it's for them, not for you. So you interrupt so you can give them the gift, which is rephrasing and repeating what you heard them say, so that way they can feel understood. That's the gift. So the only way you interrupt is when it's a gift to give to them, not about you. So they can be talking, you're listening with your heart, you're understanding them, like you really feel what they're feeling, then you give the gift. Maybe you need to interrupt, or maybe you wait until they finish. That's up to you. But you give them that gift no matter what. And this is you, oh, so this is what I heard you say. So what I understood was boom, 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 boom. Or maybe you can ask another clarifying question. Oh, so when you said this, this, and this, yeah, what did you mean by that? Or can you tell me a little bit more about this? And they begin to share and open up, and then you repeat and you rephrase. So what you said is this and this? Yeah, that's what I said. Or they'll give you a correction. No, that's not what I said, right? So now they can fix. So that means you didn't hear right, and that's okay. Sometimes that happens. But now that gives an opportunity for them to be able to share again where you fully understand. And then you reapply. You repeat, you rephrase until they say, Yeah, that's how I feel. Now they feel understood. Now you can say, okay, well, I'm going to share my opinion. What are you going to do about it? You want me to share what I think? You know, is there anything I can do to support you? Anything I can do to help? Then that comes in. But first you make them feel understood. That is where the power of listening is. This is where the connection starts. This is where you build trust. It's all in that active listening. So don't listen with your feet. Don't be in a hurry trying to leave. You have to listen with your full being. Listen with your ears, your eyes, your nose, your face, all your body, all of your attention, all of your energy. Everything is about them and what they're saying. They're the most important thing for that few seconds, for that few minutes, whatever. You're fully there listening so that you can gain all the information that you need, whether it's through the words they're saying, how they're moving, the face that they're making, the squint in their eyes, their lip going up, raised, you know, when they're saying a certain word. It's you getting all this information from the words they're saying, how they're saying it, their movements. It's you paying attention fully to really understand them. And then you give them the gift. This is that active listening part where you make it about them. You repeat, you rephrase to make sure you fully understand and they feel understood by you. This is the power of listening. When you listen, this prevents so many problems. This prevents so many issues, so much stress. When you listen, people feel understood. You can close deals faster. You can persuade faster. You can make people feel loved and understood. You can, you know, build strong, you know, healthy relationships this way. You can lead a team this way because you're listening. You're gaining the information that you need so that you can use that information to persuade, to motivate, to close a deal, to encourage, to correct, to get to whatever you need. You're able to share it with more wisdom because now you understand everything because you really listened. And they're open to hear from you because they already feel understood because you really listened. Active listening, right? So that's the power in this. Listening is a very powerful tool. It's essential in communication. And again, life evolves around people and communicating with those people. So active listening is so, so, so important for your future, for the quality of it, for your success and everything that you do. Active listening. So use that power. Give the gift of listening. Understand them. Make them feel understood. And use this power. Hey guys, hope you guys enjoyed that podcast. This is Richard Martinez. I just wanted to thank you for listening and wanted to encourage you to listen to more. You see, this is a podcast where you're going to get some practical things that will bring results today. Because the truth is, life doesn't reward you for your good effort, right? But it rewards you for the results you bring. So I want to help you to bring results in your health, your wealth, and your relationships. You see, I've been doing this for over 20 years in over 25 nations. helping leaders, helping business owners, helping high performers to condense time, to scale their lives, to scale their businesses, and achieve the goals that they have in their mind. I can help you. It's all about the results. You guys can reach out to me on my social media at It's Richard Martinez, I-T-S, Richard Martinez. I have a lot of books, courses, things that can help you. So I appreciate you, and I'll see you at the next podcast.